Hey, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Can you imagine this? Somebody flags you down, you're a motorist. It's about 9:30 at night on Saturday, right? Motorist stopped by a woman on the side of the road, you know, flagged down in the area of Augusta Street and Dunbar Street. That's on Greenville's West End. Hey, help, help. What? Can you take this baby? Wait, what? Baby? Yeah, baby. The mother unexpectedly handed her a newborn baby girl, saying she couldn't care for the child and then walked away. The Good Samaritan took the Jane Doe baby, who is believed to have been born on Thursday or Friday, to an area medical facility where she was admitted for observation. Said to be doing well. They're looking for the mom. Supposed to be a young black female who is 5 feet 2 inches tall, about 190 pounds, and speaks with a foreign accent. They don't know where mom is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Drive-by baby. Just... here's the baby. Okay. You know, you can take the baby to a fire station or a police station or
a hospital. Yeah.
Hospital, and you can legally, you know, abandon the child, which is what you really want to do.
Right.
Yeah, because it's legal. You're not going to get any trouble. Child will be safe. And unfortunately, tragedies happen when people don't know that. And, you know, think they have to. Yeah. But anyway, you can't. It is absolutely not illegal. They'll take the child. Although I had to laugh at one. I guess I shouldn't laugh. There was just a number of years ago. It's been 3 or 4 now. I just did the piece on talk radio. Mom shows up with her son to abandon him. Do you know how old the son was?
He was 30.
17.
17, okay.
He was 17.
That's about the right way.
Yep, she couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Which many of us understand at that age, right?
Yeah.
She did. She legally abandoned him at a fire department. Here, just take him. Just take him.
I think he was just a little bit outside the expiration date on that one.
Yes. He's totally toilet trained. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
He can feed himself, mostly. So there you go. Okay, kind of chilling for Chuck Schumer to be saying, Bill Nelson, and I believe he's won a majority of the votes in Broward County. I'm in Florida. I mean, so what do they got? They got a place to find, what, 12, 13,000 more, I suppose?
They can believe whatever he wants to believe. But as far as I checked, we still should... have validated elections that are what the deciding factor is.
Speaking of, I looked at the calendar, and do you realize that even though the House has been lost to the Democrats, although we will not know the size of the majority until they're done stealing elections that Republicans won on Election Day.
There
they've
is that.
Gotten 17 of those that Republicans won on Election Day. They found some ballots. That's always exciting. We still have control of the House, though, through the end of the year. I mean, you could pass, tax reform.
Mm-hmm.
E-verify?
Yep.
Do you want to pass, e-verify and check if people are legal or not to get a job? Because that would virtually solve the illegal immigration problem. And besides, it would make Hispanics really mad because they'd feel discriminated against. Wait, what? New poll. You ready for this? You want to know what plays really well with Hispanics? Immigration reform.
Really?
Nearly 6 in 10 Hispanic American voters in the midterm elections this month say they support mandatory E-Verify for every job in the country, which is designated, of course, to prevent U.S. businesses from hiring illegal aliens, because right now they just have to use... I mean, you can use E-Verify now. You can do it voluntarily. Yeah. It's available to you, but most don't. If E-Verify was mandatory, it would be almost impossible to fool the system.
You know, and that's
couldn't get a job. This isn't there are easy solutions to our problems. These are not difficult solutions.
And this is one of the things that critics of conservatives miss, because conservatives are just as interested in people who hire illegal aliens knowingly. They are just as guilty.
Yeah, I want them to go to prison.
Yeah. And that's something that is missed. And it's that's what the left wants to do, is make this look like that you're being is somehow racist against those of Hispanic descent. It's like, look. This is a two-way street. These folks that cross over the border illegally are in this country illegally, and then the people who hire them illegally.
And the problem right now is, since we're largely using paper documents, it's almost impossible to prove in court that the employer deliberately hired an illegal immigrant because of document fraud. Mm-hmm. I mean, all we need to do is move him from the 1970s into the modern era. Yeah. We've got, digital foolproof ways of figuring out if you're lying or not. And this plays great with Hispanics. Do you remember when Lindsey Graham said, well, we can't do anything that affects illegal aliens because they all have legal, voter, relations, family members. We can't do it because you'll get mad. They'll hate us. Well, no. actually know they'll love us. 6 in 10, again, Hispanic American voters in midterms elections, say they support mandatory E-Verify. Guess what? Because they're competing with illegal immigrants, too. Mm-hmm. They're Americans.
Yeah.
Why do I have to explain this?
I know.
This is not a surprise to me.
It's ridiculous.
At all. By the way, this is going on all over the country. Republican candidate Yvette Harrell was leading the New Mexico 2nd District congressional race last Tuesday. Yeah, the race was called for Harrell, and she went to bed. But then the Democrats magically found 4,000 new votes. Isn't it amazing when that happens? Now she's out of a job.
How does it always happen that you find Democrat votes? They never find any Republican votes.
They get lost all the time. They just get lost.
Do Republicans never lose any votes? I mean, Democrats are always losing votes everywhere. It's like, you know, folks, you need to keep up with that stuff. You know, maybe try turning it in on time.
Well, they never voted in the first place, so it's not going to be turned in on time, you know. So you got to figure out how many ballots you need to properly commit election fraud.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
the problem there.
There you go.
And that's why they're testing the rules. They're testing, in order to do the election fraud in 2020 in Florida, because it is really critical that you be able to get away with not telling the number of ballots on election night, because you don't know how many you need at that point. You haven't tabulated which votes went to which candidate, which went to the others. You don't know if you need 8,000, 10,000, yeah. 80 yeah. to fix the election.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, this is exactly what I was saying a couple weeks ago. One of the things that drives me nuts that our side repeats, aside from the fact that, you know, our democracy, we live in a republic, not a democracy. Republicans are saying this now. I don't know why. Is this idea, we live in a divided America. No, we don't. We don't actually know if we live in a divided America. We live in a deluded America.
Yeah, that's very true.
If Americans actually knew what was going on in the country, would the country still be divided? We don't know that. We have no idea. Americans are manipulated. Whose fault is that? Was the media? I mean, and we've documented their outrageous lies day in and day out here. That's one of the things I do for a living. Listen to this. 72% of Americans blame Trump? No. The media for dividing the country and spreading hate.
Well, I think that's pretty accurate.
Yep, this is a Zogby poll. Nearly 3/4 of the country believes that the media is dividing Americans along political, racial, and gender lines. A stunning condemnation of the press, according to a new national survey. So nobody's fooled by this.
Well, it's like the situation in Georgia, where you have the Secretary of State, who, yes, they do oversee elections, they have to sign off on it, is running against Stacey Abrams, Kemp and Abrams. And of course, then when Kemp wins, that was on election night, they claim that, he shouldn't be having anything to do with it. He could be committing fraud. It's the Secretary of State probably doesn't handle any ballot but his own, okay? Do you not know how these things work? All of these precincts and these counties are responsible for counting those ballots, not the Secretary of State. He's simply the person that signs off on it once it's validated by the local precincts and county election commissions. But yet there's this narrative out there, he's the Secretary of State, he's in charge of elections, he's fraud, he's done this, he stole it from Abrams. How could he? Once again, no evidence. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we deal with this every day on the show. Listen to this. The pollster found that those who polled felt the mainstream media spreads hate and misunderstanding. Again, this is 72% of Americans. Hate and misunderstanding, and felt that President Trump is responsible for the spread of hate and misunderstanding, but more voters overall, and in most subgroups, majorities blame the media more.
And you said that was a Zogby poll.
Yeah,
which
Zogby
is
poll.
Certainly not a conservative poll.
Even a majority of Democrats, listen to this, 51% agree that the media is dividing Americans and spreading hate. 51%. You know what that means? If they agree with that, people recognize on some level it's fake hate.
Fake hate.
Fake
hate.
You know, I'll never forget covering politics in Charlotte, covering politics in Charlotte meant covering black politics in Charlotte, because Charlotte was tilting Democrat, had a large black population. And so by virtue of that fact, Democrats who were black were beginning to dominate primaries.
Right.
So that's a lot of my sources. There was a huge schism back then.
Schism, that word.
Yes. Between black Democrats in the leadership. And there were, I called them the young guns.
Yeah, yeah.
And the old guys.
Okay. I like the young guns and old guys.
Yeah, the young guns were very embarrassed of the old guys. The old guys had seen segregation. They were very enraged and bitter still.
Yeah.
Right? The young guns had grown up In mixed classrooms, had never seen racial segregation, had friends who were white, had dated people who were white, and they were embarrassed over the top rhetoric. And there were huge brawls between these two groups of people. And the Young Guns were college educated, very professional. They were embarrassed by all this. They wanted to go mainstream. And I have this theory that those folks were trending in a more conservative way. I had a really close friend, still is a close friend of mine, black guy. So I can't say what he was on. It'll ruin him. He was a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And he could not in his community run as one.
Right,
he was
exactly.
as conservative as I was. We were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Democrats began to realize, hey, we got a problem with these Young Guns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't have the hate. We need to find the hate again. That legitimately was there during the segregation era. And I think that's why they have primed these black folks with young black folks with so much racial hatred.
Well, look at
that
all
is fake and manufactured.
Look at all the young black conservatives that show up on Fox News. Their candidates, their pundits. I mean, there's several, and it's got to be a trend.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. And that's why I'm telling you, they were seeing these numbers, Lee, early on. They were seeing it. They were seeing what I was seeing. They were very moderate, these Young Guns. Mm-hmm. They were, you know what I mean? Very much to almost conservative leaning, but we're still in the Democrat Party. They had to do something to bring them back in the fold. And that's what they did. They did Ferguson. They did fake news. Okay, going to jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text to rights. I also heard all the power is out at Greenville Tech. The power is out, but that's because it's turned off. As far as we know right now, it's they're the only ones that we know of this morning operating on a delay. They won't open until 11 a.m. So, yes, the power is off, but they can turn it back on. Text to rates. Tara, I don't know if you've said anything about it yet, but all the traffic lights are out on Lawrence Road and Pleasant Park at Lawrence. Thanks for letting us know. Now, the text to rates, Tara, split the country. Define the rules in the new countries, then pick your side. Then we will know what people afford. No, wait, hold on. That sounds radical, but it's not. Remember I read you the article from The Week? That's a liberal publication. A few weeks ago, after the Kavanaugh hearings. Yeah. And what were they warning? Well, the Democrats want to impeach Kavanaugh, take him off the Supreme Court. Right? And they probably won't get away with that. They're not going to have the votes probably to do that. But it doesn't matter. They will forever delegitimize Kavanaugh. And what are you going to have? The Week newspaper, which again is a very liberal publication, said warned, listen, we're going to have post-constitutional counties and states in this country. They'll say, we're simply not going to follow the rulings of the Supreme Court. And they're barely following them now. And that's the problem. That's the problem. So when you have election results that completely defy federal and local law, when you see counties just breaking the law, like in Florida, what does that mean? It means we can no longer function as a republic with all the states intact, giving us election results. Can't do it. It's the same thing. It is the post-constitutional republic with fiefdoms. Like we're seeing this with gun rules right now, gun laws. Where we've had, you know, counties, liberal counties in the Midwest say, no, turn all your guns in. They're banned. Just turn them all in. You're done. You got till X date to sell them. Well, wait a minute. That's not constitutional. So what? They're doing it. And then you got other counties saying, our state legislature said we can't have this, 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 and this gun, but we're just going to ignore that. Doesn't apply to us. It's not constitutional. Well, normally we would agree, yeah, it's not constitutional. We'll wait for the courts to rule. Nope, not anymore. So I was talking about this, like imagine the difficulty of driving to see, you know, your mother or family member. You got to go through like three post-constitutional republics on the way there. Two of them in which guns are banned, and there's a 10-year, you know, prison sentence for possessing one, and one of them in which any kind of gun is permitted. How would you even get somewhere in our country? How would you drive through those post-constitutional republics? Republican fragments? This is where we're headed. You cannot have a republic that is united with individual counties and states allowed to behave like this. You cannot. It will break down. And that's what we're looking at. Texter writes, this has morphed into the Lee and Tara show. No, nothing has changed. We do things the same way here every day. Texter writes, the Chick-fil-A in Powdersville, this is everybody's alarmed. The Chick-fil-A in Powdersville is without electricity. Can you say vast left-wing conspiracy against Chick-fil-A? It could be. Texter writes, so what are we going to do about the fraud? The time to act is now. I don't know. I wish I had an answer for you. Texter writes, great first day back. Oh, thank you. Be safe, stay focused, and buckle up. God bless. Oh, well, thank you. Texter writes, when people pal around with demons, are they surprised when they turn on them? It's in their nature, you stupid idiots. Yeah. That's just going back to the McCain funeral. You know how creepy that McCain funeral was? No, it was creepy. It just hits you in the gut because here you had the two sides who'd always pretended to be against each other in primaries. They never were. That was a show. Palling around together. People like Sarah Palin and Donald Trump not invited. The Trump children invited but mocked as they sat there. And it was not, if it had just been a Democrat, that would be, you know, fine. We expect that at the McCain funeral, but it was Republicans. And literally, we're looking at how many months now has it been? I don't know. How many months has it been? A couple months? I'm a bad judge of time. I don't have a sense of time. I don't know, it's been just a few months, right? And the Democrats are literally, illegally, before the entire country, trying to strip duly elected members of the Uniparty of their seats in Rick Scott. I'm flabbergasted by this. Not that they're trying to do it. That doesn't surprise me. But that the leadership is shocked. I mean, the reaction from the Bush wing of the party is just shock. You got Rubio, he's Bush wing. You've got Jeb Bush even coming out of the cave he's in, screaming and yelling that the elections director who he appointed, thanks Jeb, Brenda, what's her name, Stuckey, the crazy woman in Broward County who's breaking the law in front of the whole country, he says she should resign, she should be removed. You're finally seeing reaction, enraged reaction from the Uniparty, from the Bush wing, from the open borders crowd, from the lawless crowd, who had no problem with it when the FBI and the DOJ were illegally colluding to spy on the Trump campaign, using as weapons the spy technology of the state that was never supposed to be used that way. They're fine with it. They had nothing to say. They're shocked it's being turned against them, the lawlessness. They really thought that they had a gentleman's agreement with the Democrats. They would all just sit around and rule together in a wonderful open borders utopia. And the stupid xenophobes, once the stupid xenophobes like Trump had been removed. And, you know, if they had to, you know, say nothing while the Democrats broke the law to do it, that'd be OK. They never thought the Democrats would turn on them. They never thought it. And that's why you're hearing the yowls. They're coming from Rubio, who is Uniparty. And, you know, Bush wing. They're coming from Rick Scott. They're coming from Karl Rove. They're coming from Jeb Bush. They can't believe they've been. I mean, there they were. They've been betrayed. There they were at the McCain funeral. They were all friends. What happened? I'm not shocked, but they are. You can tell. You got to wonder, Lee, what this says about the UK. Okay. Have you followed what's going on? It's fascinating. Fascinating commentary on the world, too, about what's going on in Pakistan right now. There's a Christian woman in Pakistan who got into a rift with some of her neighbors. So they went to the police and accused her of slandering the prophet, which is illegal and punishable by death in Pakistan. Okay, nothing new there. So she goes to court. She gets a death sentence for because they claim they heard her blaspheme Muhammad. Okay, but there's a problem. Their stories, she had a feud going with these neighbors. Their stories don't add up. They don't work out. It appears they've been manufactured. They were delivered, you know, the testimonies way after the fact. It's just a mess with all of this. So the Supreme Court in Pakistan overturns the death sentence in a 30-page ruling. And the 30-page ruling, most of the ruling is the judges affirming that, oh, yes, a death is absolutely warranted when anybody blasphemes the prophet or speaks ill of the prophet. I mean, we totally should kill them. They're all in agreement with that. But they're just saying, listen, the facts of the case here do not prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that she did it. In fact, they're contradictory. It appears that this is a made-up bunch of garbage. Okay. Well, the governor of Punjab makes the mistake of speaking out in her defense. He was killed by one of his bodyguards. One of the judges who ruled in her favor based on the facts of the case, not any sort of objection to actually killing somebody who slanders the prophet, as is against the law in Pakistan. That judge was murdered. So there's a whole trail of bodies here, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it got so bad 2 weeks ago that they had to shut down the electricity in Pakistan to get control of the crowds in the streets. They want Asia Bibi, that's her name, the Christian who got the death sentence. They want her just released into the streets so they can kill her. At any moment, that could happen. It would be a death sentence for her to be released in the street. So this is how out of control Pakistan is. It's just to control the mobs. They, like I said, had to cut off the electricity. There's mobs who men. Women don't go in the street alone and unaccompanied. Kidding. Right? Oh, by the way, are we not told all these ideas are radical Islam? It's just the radicals. It's not standard in Pakistan. It's just the radical. Are you surprised a Pakistani citizen, given if this is the common sentiment in Pakistan, came here, her husband saw a Christmas tree at the Christmas party, and they executed everybody at the Christmas party? I'm not surprised.
No.
That would be normal. I mean, this is right in keeping with the culture there, which is fine. It's their culture. You do what you want in your country. But it doesn't work in our country. These cultures are bound to clash. So what you have here is a clash. And because the UK has taken so many Muslim immigrants in, normally somebody like Asia Bibi would be offered asylum in places like America and UK, places like that. The UK, are you ready for this, has turned down the asylum application request for Asia Bibi. Said they won't take her. They don't dispute she's innocent. They just said it would lead to security concerns because it might rile the masses. She deserves to be executed just because. Plus, she's a Christian. No one believes them. By the way, they're pulling Christians from their houses and beating and killing them in frustration. They can't get their hands on Asia Bibi. Street mobs. So anyway, she's not going to be hiding out in Britain because that might disturb the locals.
Well,
this is modern day Europe. Now, wait, hold on. When you put that with you go, all right, well, you know, but so what? You know, it's not like, you can still blaspheme the prophet in Europe. Oh, no, you can't. No, you can't. Because remember, you put this with the EU ruling they just had.
Mm-hmm.
Where the woman, she's doing workshops. And one of the things she's talking about is these rape gangs where it's Muslim men, underage, you know, immigrants abusing underage girls. This is very well documented. This is not my opinion. There have been trials. There is reams of evidence. There have been convictions. People are in prison for it. It happened. They're pedophiles. And so she's doing like seminars to train people to recognize this. This sort of is the belief by some of these men that you're not actually morally wrong if the woman is not Islamic, if you do pedophilic things to her.
Yeah.
Okay, this is all fact, undisputable. None of it is something she made up. They have diversity rules now. She actually said this and said, you know, listen, this is in the Quran. Muhammad had a 9-year-old wife who he consummated the marriage with. And so this is a model. And so you have to understand this is a different culture. This is how we combat this. She didn't even say anything hateful. It was all factual. I mean, you can look it up. Muhammad's wife was 9. Muslims don't even dispute that. In fact, this is a story they tell. So anyway, she was given a sentence of prison and a large fine for slandering the prophet. It was upheld by EU Human Rights Court a couple weeks ago. So,
scary.
Yeah, those of you who are thinking, well, you know, if the U.S. just falls apart and we're a third world banana republic, I'll just go to Europe. No, you won't. It's worse there.
Yeah.
So where are you going to go? I mean, free speech is dead. Unless you're a Muslim and you would like to slander Jesus, then go right ahead. It'll be fine.
Well, pretty much anybody is allowed to do that
in this
country.
Yeah, true. You don't have to be Muslim. You could be an atheist or whoever. But just absolutely remarkable. And that's one of the things people writing about this, about the EU Human Rights Court, said is there is no way. I mean, people slander Jesus all the time over there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and nobody's imprisoned for it.
Nor do you have roving gangs of Christians pulling Muslims or anybody else who criticizes the Savior from, you know, doing anything, any harm to them.
Right. It's not the Christian way. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, and it's obviously accommodation because there are votes there. That's what this is about. There are votes. You don't want to upset them. You want them to continue coming so they'll vote for your party. And wow, I mean, look what we got in Europe.
Yeah.
Free speech is dead there. It's over.
Acid and knife attacks. That's what we got going in Europe. Great.
Yeah. Higher murder rate than New York, where we have guns that are legal.
Yeah.
We have a lot of illegal guns too. Those killing
in Europe, they won't. In England, don't they even limit, don't they have knife control?
Yes, knife control. They want more of it. You go thinking you could slice that steak with anything but a butter knife.
Exactly.
Meanwhile.
Well, they don't want you to eat meat anyway.
Yeah, no. That's violence. Meanwhile, speaking of violence. Oh, my gosh. The savior of the left, Michael Avenatti. God, I love this guy. They had him plastered all over the place, that guy. Remember Stormy Daniels' lawyer who then, you know, represented all of the alleged Kavanaugh victims, some of whom then turned against him and were like, wait, No, I didn't say Kavanaugh did that. He lied. Yeah, well, for a long time, this guy was all over MSNBC, CNN. Yeah. I mean, he was the guy who had the truth, and he was going to fix it all, right? And he, by the way, he's going to save women along the way from abuse by guys like Kavanaugh. Well, maybe somebody needs to save women from abuse by him. Did you see this? Arrested for felony domestic violence on Wednesday.
He is accused, and he is denying it.
Yeah. The woman filed the police report on Tuesday. Multiple media reports say her face was swollen and bruised.
So yeah. You actually have some evidence there. This happened not 35, 36 years ago.
Apparently. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I have to correct you earlier. You said he's been accused, but we don't know. No, we do know.
He's been charged.
Well, no, he's been charged. Yeah, but we do know because she always has to be believed, right?
Well, now that's what we were told, yes.
Yeah, so she always says, so he should be convicted by now, right?
Well, if you go by the Kavanaugh standard, yes.
Yes,
now,
okay.
If you go by the legal standard, no, not yet.
Ralph writes in an email to me at Tara@1063WORD.com. Tara, I love this. And the second article says that Avenatti was uninvited from Vermont by the Democrat Party that was hosting him.
Uninvited.
Yeah. Oh, I love this tweet. Listen to this. Tonight, Avenatti is making a collect call to a lawyer, and tonight, Kavanaugh is having a beer. Yep. Oh, the irony. Love some karma. Gonna jump on the line with Gene in Greenville. Good morning, Gene.
Yes, good morning. I called in to add a little commentary to the Muslim Western clash that we're having over this woman in Pakistan. But you know,
so, hold on. It's not a Muslim Western clash. That sounds like a war. It's a clash of belief systems. I mean, when you believe somebody who slanders the prophet should be killed, and that is the law in Pakistan.
So, right.
You know what I mean? Like, how, that's not radical Islam. That's the whole country. I mean, how can you import that and think, I mean, for Muslims to assimilate here, who are true believing Muslims, they would have to give up their religious views. Yes, go ahead.
That is here, okay? And I don't even have to. I've worked with many people from different parts of the world, and I've worked with some Muslims. Nice, decent guys. And they will be quick to tell you, I don't even have to bring up anything about Islam. All I have to do is say that Jesus died for your sins. Jesus was crucified. And that is blasphemy in their Quran. So I would hope that many Christian people who are hearing this are aware of that. And the other thing, Tara, as I'm speaking as a born-again Christian, the Apostle Paul wrote, and even Jesus made mention of this, that his name, the name of Jesus and his blood atonement, would be an offense to a world of sin. Am I making sense to you? Go to 1 Corinthians.
Well, yeah. So what is the overall point?
The overall point is that our flesh, no matter who we are, our carnal being, our unregenerated soul, despises the idea that God came into the world to die for our sins, to bring about repentance and restoration to him. The world does not want to know that. And that is the essence of the spiritual battle that we're seeing here.
Yeah, Gene, I understand what you're saying, and that certainly, I think there's something to what you're saying. Absolutely. But the essence of the actual physical situation that we're in is that in Pakistan, it is against the law to blaspheme the prophet, and the punishment is death. And this Christian is accused of doing that. And we literally have men marching in the streets demanding her death. Now they're hauling Christians out of their homes and beating them and killing them because they can't get their hands on Asia Bibi. Who the courts have found didn't actually blaspheme Muhammad. So they're not arguing these Supreme Court justices that let her out of the death penalty, they were going to hang her. They're not arguing that she shouldn't be hung if she blasphemed the prophet. They're totally on board with that. That's Pakistani law. But they're just saying, listen, the facts of the case do not prove that she did it. In fact, they contradict that she did it. The testimony against her is contradictory. There's all kinds of time, place contradictions in which she supposedly said it. We can't convict her. One of the judges who found that's already been murdered, a governor of a province who, you know, stuck up for rule of law in Pakistan's already been murdered in this case. The question becomes, how can you take a Pakistani citizen as an immigrant into this country if this is what the mainstream believes? How is that going to work out? what is going to happen the first time they encounter a Christmas tree at the Christmas party? I'm just going to leave you with that question. What's going to happen? Well, we can all coexist. How? HBB didn't get to coexist. The big fear by human rights campaigners is they will, she's already been found not guilty. She's free to go. But the reason she's still in prison is because if they let her outside the walls of a prison, they will lynch her. The men in the street. I mean, it got so bad at one point that the government made the decision to cut off the electricity, shut down the lights, to try to get the crowds out of the streets because they want to kill her. And I would love to I never get a liberal snarky text or call when I want one. I would love for a liberal to call here and explain to me how we can coexist with this in America. Like I said, I'm a libertarian on these things. If you want to do that in your country, awesome, do it in your country. But the very, you know, rules that make us a republic with a Democrat form of voting, the sort of freedoms cannot coexist with that. Something's got to give. And so the question is what? Well, nothing has to give. Yes, something does. And we're seeing what has to give. What gave in Europe? They're refusing her asylum. EU is refusing HBB asylum. She's been found guilty. I mean, she's been found innocent. Excuse me. She's been found innocent of blaspheming the prophet. Death sentence has been dropped. She's not a criminal. They won't take her. They said it might cause a domestic disturbance. Why? Because the immigrants that they have taken from Pakistan will want to kill her. She can't walk the streets of the UK. It's a problem. So they want to leave her there. Yeah, let her die. It's just a Christian. We don't need any more of those anyway. Who's conforming there? Is that what freedom looks like? Oh, we tolerate all views. Well, not all views. Some's got to give. And we saw what gave in Europe. All right, have a wonderful rest of the day.